This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I think two things have to happen before the Sunday Night Football game, or that night of the Sunday Night Football game against the Chargers, to allow this team to actually get things fixed. Like, for all the talk, and I'm certainly leaning into it, of, hey, come playoff time, I do have faith they can fix these things. Well, there's two things that I think have to be part of that equation, and they're right there in front of us. Number one, I think is obvious for everybody that's watched a minute of Chiefs football this year, and that is Wanye Morris cannot play another snap at left tackle for this team. And look, I was in the locker room after the game. He owned it. I think it's not all been necessarily a fully healthy set of circumstances for him and all that, right? There's been noise, even though he hadn't been on the injury report. Like, I don't think he's 100%. That is all very true, I believe. But he cannot play another left tackle snap for this team this year. And in the future, frankly, I don't know. Maybe he becomes a guard, or he can help you out on the right side. I don't know. Like, he has been given multiple weeks to improve and just hasn't got there. Maybe the injury, if there is an injury, has caused that. He cannot play another snap at left tackle for this team. It got to a point, as we all know, against the Raiders, where they went to their break glass in case of emergency in-game situation, which was that Joe Tooney moved over to left tackle and Caliendo came in and played left guard. So then all of a sudden you were worse at left guard, maybe better at left tackle. So you still are not having a realistic solution. And that's why DJ Humphries has to be fast-tracked to start. Like, it just has to be. I understand it's a quick turnaround still, but you have to do everything in your power, both the Chiefs and Humphries, to get ready for this game on Sunday night. Like, the switch has to happen. You already, as an organization and as a coach in-game, use the break glass in case of emergency scenario, which was pulling your starting left tackle. Again, this is twice. Think about that. How many teams, this is why it's amazing they're 11-1. How many teams have pulled their left tackle twice in a season? Kingsley got pulled once, and now we all saw Wanye get pulled. Like, honestly, has that happened before? I know it hasn't happened for a team that's currently number one in the AFC or in football, you know, in terms of record-wise. I know that's not happened. There's no way it's happened. So, like, that's crazy. And I don't believe Joe Tooney, the left tackle, is a season-long fix. Like, I know there's been a lot of people for weeks and weeks and weeks been texting and put Joe Tooney at left tackle. That, to me, has always been a true in-game fix, or partial fix, not something that you're going to do all year. Props to Joe Tooney for even having the ability to do what he did. That is special. That's so impressive in-game to move from left guard. It speaks to how good of a football player he has been throughout his career, the fact that he can move from left guard to left tackle in a game. That's unbelievable. That's not a realistic long-term fix. The only potential fix, and I'll use the word potential because, as I admitted earlier, we are putting a ton of stock in DJ Humphries just being good to go. We're all hoping that's the case. I think it'll be an upgrade. To what extent, I don't know. It's hard for it not to be an upgrade.
It's hard to be worse.
When they got a turnstile at left tackle currently. So it's hard. I mean, they can have a cardboard cutout of somebody at left tackle, and it Mahomes may only have like a half second less. Like, it's been bad. It's been really bad. But DJ Humphries, who's been at the top of the sport before, right? Like, he's been one of the better tackles in football before. We all know he's coming off an injury. Clearly the Chiefs were keeping an eye on him for a while. It's why ultimately they didn't sign Donovan Smith. I think it's pretty clear. Cause it's not like they're paying him a good chunk of money as well to get him off the couch and to be ready to roll for this team this season. They didn't bring him in just to be the backup once you saw the dollar amount.
Was it $4.5 million? Is that what it was?
I think it'd be up to $4.5 million, maybe, with, I believe that's what it is. Up to $4.5 million, maybe, with some incentives. I could be wrong on the exact dollar amount. I don't have it in front of me, but they have to fast track it, man. And then if you're a Chiefs fan, let's hope and see on Sunday Night Football what he looks like. And you better hope and pray that there's a significant improvement, and he could also get better as the season goes on. But that's the only way. That's when I say, hey, stop panicking, let's see what happens in the playoffs. Part of that whole logic is on the notion that DJ Humphrey is a different left tackle, is playing left tackle for this football team by then. And I think by then has to start this Sunday against the Chargers. And we'll hear from Andy at noon. I don't know if he'll flat out say that today. It might be like one of those things that we just wait till Friday to truly find out. I think he has to play left tackle, guys, on Sunday. I think that is almost a no other choice option at this point.
That was the most popular opinion on Friday. Somebody from the text line said this. I saw somebody else mention this as well. They say they should still call Donovan Smith just in case if DJ Humphries goes down. Did they have the capability to do that anyways?
I mean, you're talking about cap wise. Yeah, I mean, to me, finances. You probably can always make something like that. They made their choice. At some point, guys, yeah. you don't. The fact that they potentially have a replacement in season is pretty wild. Like, left tackle is not a position that in November you're typically able to go out and find a starting caliber left tackle. They might have done it. They might have. Brett Veach and company might have worked some magic again. We're going to find out whenever the day comes, hopefully Sunday night, when DJ Humphrey plays for this football team. That, like, if this all ends and it's a happy ending of Super Bowl three-peat and all this, and DJ Humphries is the starting left tackle in the Super Bowl, this signing is one we're going to look back for a very long time and say, they pulled it off again. They pulled, how the hell, Kareem Hunt as well. Like, how the hell did they do this again? It's why Brett Veach is the best general manager in football.
Yeah.
So that's where we could be, and hopefully that's the conversation we're having. But yeah, I'll admit, like, there's a major uncertainty still around DJ Humphries. It's just, you don't have any other choice, and it this is one of those where, like, we always joke, like, oh, it can always get worse. I don't think it can, guys. Like, this is one of those where, no, I don't think it can get worse by having DJ Humphries coming off an ACL injury start for you at left tackle.
Do you think that if it was, let's say, just Caliendo at guard and then Tooney at left tackle, do you think that they win the Super Bowl? Or do you think they
Believe Joe Tooney's playing left tackle for this team unless it's in game and another injury occurs and they have to do what they just did, which was, it got to be so bad in game they had no other choice but to pull Wandae. Mahomes was yelling over there. I know Mahomes publicly and in the press conference is never going to throw anybody under the bus, nor should he. He's not stupid. He's always going to have his teammates back. But in that moment, we all saw. I mean, that was when that's right after that they made the switch. They had to.
Like, he finally got mad enough where he kind of lost it for a second.
Yeah, I mean that it had to be done.
Yeah,
they had no other choice but to pull Wandae Morris. So that's the first part of, like, the two things to me that have to happen on Sunday Night Football against the Chargers to allow the rest of the season to be, you know, fixed mode and be good by the playoffs. The other one is way easier and should be way less complicated. The result may not be a ton better, but I saw evidence of it on Friday against the Raiders. And that is, Joshua Williams is their best shot at better overall number two quarterback play. It was a one-game sample of him playing well, but I've seen enough from Nazi Johnson at this point in 2024. When I say this, it doesn't mean that he can't someday continue to improve. But for right now, for a team trying to three-peat, Joshua Williams should be the number two corner, not Nazi Johnson. Maybe there was an argument to be made that Nazi Johnson's ceiling is or was higher than Joshua Williams, but I don't like where the floor is at. I think the floor is higher on Joshua Williams than Nazi Johnson. Jacoby Meyers had 4 catches for 86 yards when Nazi Johnson was on the field. Aiden O'Connell and Jacoby Meyers were carving up Nazi Johnson. They just were. Then later, they make a switch. Joshua Williams, now Aiden O'Connell missed a couple throws as well, and maybe that aids the numbers. But Jacoby Meyers finished for, what, 6 catches and 90-something yards. He had 4 for 86 when it was Nazi Johnson. And I get it. There's other coverages and adjustments Spags makes as well. And so maybe I'm giving Joshua Williams too much credit. All I know is Jacoby Meyers was not a problem once Joshua Williams was matched up with him. The secondary is a problem. Trey Tucker's touchdown, I believe that was Justin Reed on the coverage.
I think it was.
On that play. Cooked. The coverage is a problem. We're going to talk about the defensive line during the Chiefs Red Half Hour. I actually thought the defensive line had its best performance of the season. Secondary-wise, Josh Williams, though, has to be the number two corner the rest of the way. I don't know why that wouldn't. That seems obvious, doesn't it? they also that, those are two massive in-game switches they made against the Las Vegas Raiders with Aiden O'Connell as the quarterback. That they felt they had a basically bench Nazi Johnson for Joshua Williams, and they had a bench Wanya Morris. That's for a team that's 11-1. Like that's pretty telling. And I think those are two adjustments that have to sustain itself heading into Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's weird because I think we still, in terms of the secondary, trust Spags to figure it out because, you know, he's so good at what he does. He's the best. But Joshua Williams, wasn't Joshua Williams when he played like, yeah, he ain't playing too good either. And I know that he looked better than what Nazi Johnson did, but I guess how much does it concern you anymore that we're still having this conversation and it's week 12, 13,
yeah,
opposed to week 3 or 4, which is, I think was the big question going into the season, is what do they look like? How are things going to change?
The problems have been obvious. I mean, that's why I said after, you know, start the show, whether it was last week talking about the Panthers or go earlier in the season, and we all have identified the problems. They're very, very obvious for even the most casual football observer.
Yeah.
That's watched like one game can say, I think that left tackle spot's a problem. That secondary seems like a problem. And at times maybe the wide receivers haven't been the best. The only reason why for a team that's 11-1 where you're like, okay, this is not the end product is, one, we've seen prior history and DJ Humphrey hasn't played yet. We'll see what that looks like. Hollywood Brown hasn't played yet. We'll see what that looks like. Pacheco barely played. Let's see what it looks like when he's really going. Like that's the one weird thing about this conversation around the football team. And it doesn't mean each one of the names I mentioned are all going to come in and be great. There's a very good chance that they're not, you know, Aminihue. I forgot to mention him. Like, we'll see. I love what I saw from Charles Aminihue, though, I'll tell you that, in his first game back. And we'll hear from him coming up in 15 minutes from the locker room after the game. But yeah, these are all problems. They have potential solutions, I think, personnel-wise. We're going to find out if they're actually the solution that is going to allow them to three-peat or not.
I think I get where the fan base is coming from, though, and people on the text line who have shown like frustration over this and not necessarily like hell's freezing over, but along the lines of we know the problems and everybody else does too, where it hasn't bit them yet, but eventually is it going to bite them in a moment where the Chiefs have to make a stop again on defense and they know Joshua Williams is in, and let's say Joshua Williams is struggling a little bit. They know where the ball's going, but you can only do so much to stop that from happening. Is that going to come back to bite them in a moment where, not that they could have gone out, I mean, they could have gone out and get Xavier Howard, or could have gone out and gotten another, but what was that going
to... Yeah, I definitely didn't want Xavier Howard, considering his situation.
Was it going to really do that much for you anyways? Where the left tackle situation, I think, is different, where you're almost taking a flyer on DJ Humphries, but we know that what he could be. Joshua Williams, you're just hoping that he finds a way to be more consistent than what Nazi Johnson has been.
I just think his floor is higher. Like that's like I'm not saying that Josh Williams is going to be a shutdown corner.
You're going to get more out of him.
I think his floor is not as Nazi Johnson's floor, I should say, is lower. I think the floor is higher on Joshua Williams, and so I feel like I know more of a baseline level of play that I'm going to get consistently. Even if long term developmentally you thought Nazi Johnson was going to be the better option, like during training camp when they weren't able to find like legitimate two. And then it was Jalen Watson. I mean, that's the other thing that nobody gave Jalen Watson, I think, enough credit for how important he was to his football team. Everything with the secondary became a problem once Jalen Watson was out.
Yeah.
And that looks clearer and clearer every single game, how much of a drop-off there has been post-Jalen Watson playing for this football team.